Okay, today is Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to go back to the Mishnah on Samach Vav Amud Beis, which is like 15 lines down, 15 lines in the bottom on Samach Vav Amud Beis. Today's the Yartzer of my great-grandfather, Yekusil Tzadok Ben Shraga Feivel, Shama Shav and Aliyah. The Kulan, all these botched up oaf bird karbanos, right? Again, Chatas Ha'Of is downstairs. Olas Ha'Of is upstairs. Chatas Ha'Of has Hazah, and then you can eat it. Olas Ha'Of, and also only one simon. Olas Ha'Of has two simonim, mitui, and you don't eat it.
And you burn it.
So if you botched it up, the kulon, all these, ain metamim bebeit habliya. There's no tumma if you eat it. Normally, a bird, a kosher bird, that's not shechted properly, is an avela, and you're not allowed to eat it. And if you eat it, you become tame. So we're not talking about the isser of eating it. We're talking about tuma. Do you become tame if you swallow it? The answer is no. Why not? Why don't you become tame if you swallow it? Why not? Not kosher. You can't eat this. The answer is, it's kosher enough. That's the answer. It's kosher enough. You didn't want malika. It's good enough. However, umol in behen, but you chay be'ila. Why you chayiv me'ila? You really only chayiv me'ila if you eat the, if you eat molin behen, because it was never edible by kahanim. It never got edible by kahanim. So you eat it, you chayiv me'ila over me'ila. Right? It's never edible by kahanim. Why not? Because the ol is never edible, and the chatos, he botched up. So it shouldn't be eaten. Chut, except mechatos ha'ov, except for a chatas ha'ov, sha'asa lamata, which was done lamata, k'maisa chatas, like a maisa chatas, l'shem chatas. Right? Which is something wrong with that. That's kosher. So the rule is that a carbon done correctly, of course there's no me'ila on that carbon. You're supposed to do, you're supposed to eat it. Of course there's no me'ila. No question about that. Now, okay? So far so good? Now, olas ha'ov. You have an olas ha'of, she'asa lamata, that you did it downstairs. You did it in the wrong place. Downstairs is the wrong place. Kimaisa b'chatos. And you did a maisa of a chatos. What'd you do? Only cut one simen. L'shem chatos. Thinking it's a chatos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, molen ba. You chayv me'ila for that. Why? Why you chayv me'ila for that? You started off as an ola, you botched up, you did it downstairs, you didn't even... What? Therefore, you chayiv me'ila. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, ain molin ba. There is no me'ila. Why not? Why is there no me'ila? So Rabbi Yoshua is going to say, the Gemara is going to say, the reason why there's no me'ila is because it transformed into a chatos. After all, everything about it is a chatos. You did the Maisa Chatos, in the Chatos location, everything's a Chatos. Happens to be, you start off thinking it's an Ola. Says Rabbi Yeshua, so big deal. It's a big deal. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yeshua is going to say. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't understand that's the reason of Rabbi Yeshua. He doesn't get that yet. No one gets that yet. The Mishnah just says, Rabbi Yeshua said it's not Ela. Why not? So we don't know why not. So right away, Rabbi Eliezer jumps. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Uma im chatos. If a regular chatos behema, she'ein molin ba lishma. If you do it lishma, there's no me'ila. Why not? That's what you're supposed to do. That's what a chatos is. If you lishma, nevertheless, kishashina eshma molin ba. When you change the person's name, you have a different wrong lishma. You have a wrong lishma. You're over me'ila. Why are you over me'ila? When you change the name. Why are you over me when you change the name? Because a chatos is not kosher like that. If Reuven brings me a chatos, and I have in mind it's for Shimon, that chatos is botched up, and therefore you can't eat it. Therefore it's me'il if you eat it. Again, just so says Rabbi Eliezer, if you have a chatos, which is not over me'il, normally there's no me'il. Why not nor me'il? Because it's meant to be eaten. Shina shma, now you chayav me'il. Nobody can eat that now, you botched it up. So Ola, in Ola, Ola's ha'of. Shemol and Ba'l Lishma. Even Lishma, you can't eat that. Why? Ola's not eaten. Even Lishma. So Kishashida Shema Eino Din Shema Luba? So if you change the name, isn't it for sure you're going to be Chayv Mila? Does everyone get that Kal v'chomer? You got that? Says Rabbi Yeshua back, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo! No, you're missing my point. Ema Marta B'chatos. You want to tell me, you know why Achatos is Mi'ila? You know why? Because Shashina Shema L'Shem Ola. Shashina Shema L'Shem Ola. Right? You change it from Achatos to an Ola. Wait, it's not finished. Shekin Shina Shema L'Davar Sheyesh Bo Mi'ila.
Right.
You change it to something that has Mi'ila. You change it from Achatos to an Ola. So you change it from no Mi'ila to yes Mi'ila. Right. Says Rabbi Yeshua, what am I doing here when I change the bird Ola into a bird Chatas? I'm changing it from yes Mi'ila into no Mi'ila. It's the opposite. Tomar be'Ola, Shishina Shmol Hashem Chatas. I'm changing it from an Ola to a Chatas. Right? I had the Ola bird and I did it like a Chatas. Shishina Shmol Dover She'im Bo Mi'ila. There's no Mi'ila. What are you talking about? Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer answers back to him. This is really why we're doing it again, for this part, because the Gemara is only going to focus on this part now. Hare kachay kachim. You have kachay kachim. Sheshchitasan bedarom. What if you have kachay kachim, and you shechted in the darom? Is that proper?
No.
Not only that, v'shachton l'shem kachay kalim. And you shechted for kachay kalim. You take an animal, it's supposed to be a chata, it's supposed to be an ola. You go over to the darom, and you treat it like it's a shlamim. Shechta in the darom, kachi kalim, yuchichu. I'll prove that I'm right. Why? Shekin shina shema, you changed its name, l'davar she'ein bo me'ila, right? Normally, kachi kalim has no me'ila. Umolin behen. Now you're over me'ila. Why? Because this ola now, it's in the darom, not supposed to be there. You treated it as kachay kalim, not supposed to do that. It's a me'ila. To af ata, so too, Rabbi Yeshua. Alta tam ala ola. Don't question you at the ola's oaf. Af al pi sheshina shema. Even though you changed it, l'dover she'ein bo me'ila shema aluba. There's no me'ila. There's no me'ila. Right? There's no me'ila on a chatas. Nevertheless, you over me'ila. Just like when you switch from a kachay kachim to a kachay kalim. Even though kachay kalim doesn't have me'ila. Nevertheless, when you switch, you do have me'ila.
Right.
So too, even though a chatas ov has no me'ila. But when you switch from an olas ov to a chatas ov, you do have me'ila. Does everyone get that? Does everyone get that? Amalo Rabbi Yeshua lo. No. Im amarta b'kachay kachim shashachtam b'dorom. You know why? You know why that's true? I'll tell you why. Because kachay kachim, they shechted in the durum. V'shechted l'shem kachay kalim. And you shechted as kachay kalim. Sheshina eshma. You changed it. How did you change it? L'davar sheyesh bo iser v'heter. Something that was, it was before, it was iser v'heter. I'm sorry.
But afterwards,
iser v'heter. In other words, when it was an ola, it was only iser. An ola has no benefit to a person, right? No eating it. Well, now you made it into an ashlamim. Now you can eat it. It's a beheter. Some of it you can eat, some of it you can't eat. What it was an ola, you couldn't eat any of it. Yeah. Now that you made it like a shlamim, now you can eat some of it.
Right.
How is that different than
a chatos? This is what Yeshua says back. If you have an ola, which you can't eat any of it. And it's supposed to be in the tzafon, right? You did a mistake, you did it in the darom, and you treated it like a shlamim. Now you can eat some of it. Why? Because a shlamim, you're allowed to eat iser v'heter. So of course you're over me'ila. You totally changed it. Right? You totally changed it. You changed it from something that had only iser to iser v'heter. That is for sure a problem. I agree with you, it's a problem. Tomer ba'ola, what about an ola sa'of? Shashina Eshema, you change it, L'davar Shekula Heter. That's all Mutter now. Why should you over Me'ila for that? That's how he ends off. Now, this last point of Rabbi Yeshua, does that make any sense?
No.
Why not?
Because there's no such thing as Kula Heter. There's always
something. No. It's all, it's Kula Heter. That's not the problem. The problem is, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Well, if you have an Ola, which is Kula Isser, and you bring it to the Darom, and you treat it like a Shlamim, you now have 50-50, right? So it's Me'ila, so for sure a bird should be not a problem. But there are other Kodshei Kodshims that are not Usser. For example, an Asham, or a Chatos. They're a Kodshei Kodshim, and it's not Kulo Ither. It's also Ishev Heter. You hear this? Marcel, you following? He only talked about an Ola. So what did he do, Rabbi Yeshua? He stacked the deck. He made it, and it's not true. Yeah, at all it's true. What about other Kodshei Kodshim? This whole kasha is built on the fact that if you take Kodshei Kodshim and you move it in, and you treat it like Kodshei Kalim, you over Me'ila. Says Rabbi Yeshua, you know why you over Me'ila? Because you took an animal, an Ola, it's Kodshei Kodshim, that has no heter at all, and you made it into something that has no heter. Why? Because a Shlamim you could eat. Every Kodshei Kalim you could eat. A Shlamim you could eat. But my case, I took something that wasn't edible, and I made it edible. Why should there be Me'ila? I took an Ola's Oaf, and I made it into a Katas Oaf. Why shouldn't it be edible? That whole premise is built on the fact that he talked about an Ola. But there are other Kodshei Kodshim that are, you're allowed to eat also. And if you move it into Kodshei Kalim, what'd you change? You were able to eat it before, you're able to eat it now. So what'd you change? You understand? But look at the top line of the page. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Hare Kodshei Kodshim. What about Kodshei Kodshim that you switch to the Kodshei Kalim, right? Says if you're sure. That's only because it's an Ola. There are other Kodshei Kodshim besides Ola. That's the Gemara's question. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua. Asham sheshachto batzafon. In Asham shechted in the tzafon. L'shem shlamim. For a shlamim. Yuchiyach will prove me right and prove you wrong. Why? Sheshina Eshemo, you changed its name, right? Umolinbo, this molinbo is difficult. It means before the Zrikas Hadam, you did something wrong, you had some Ila. Af, ata, al tetama ala ola. Don't ask me about an ola, ola to of. Af al pi, Sheshina Eshemo, even though you changed its name, from what? From an Ola to a Chatas, Shiyamalupa. It's still Me'ila. How could you say it's not Me'ila? How could you say that? Amala Rabbi Yoshua, lo. I still say I'm right. Im Amarta Ba'asham. You know why an Asham is like that? You know why an Asham I would agree with you? Because Shim Shina Eshemo, even though you changed its name, Lo Shina Esmakomo. You didn't change its place. Right? I'm sorry. Shashina Shemo.
Yeah.
Lo Shina Es Makomo. He didn't change his place. He's still in the north. Yeah. So what are you doing? What's that called? It's a botch up. Toma Ba'ola. But by my case, Ola is supposed to be upstairs. You did it downstairs. Shashina Shemo. Vishina Es Makomo. So therefore what? There should be no Me'ila on the Chatas Ha'of. Right? We still haven't gotten to the answer that it transforms into a chatas. We didn't say that yet. He's hinting at it. He's getting there.
Is he now going to bring us to a kal v'chomer?
No.
Bring it into a kal v'chomer?
No, it's not a kal v'chomer. It's a comparison.
Because you're saying that now that this is like this,
the halacha should be like this.
Be like that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kal v'chomer.
Okay. Okay, so.
Well, I just want to
know. Amar lo Rebbe Elezer. Asham, now Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, Asham sheshachto bedarom l'shem shlamim yochiach. You told me that in Ola. What about an Asham? In Asham, it's supposed to be in the north. You shechted it in the south. You shechted it in the south. The wrong place. Sheshin es shemo, you changed it from an Asham to a shlamim. Vishin es makomo, and you changed its place. Umolimbo. And you agree there's be'ila on that. Af ata al tatam al ola. So why are you so questioning about the ola? How could you say an ola that shechted below ola chatas in ola sa'of done below the red line? How could you say that's good? How could you say it's good? Af al pishin es shemo v'shin es makomo molinbo. You change its name, you change its location. Of course you're over me'ila. And Rabbi Yeshua says no. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua lo im amarta ba'asham. If you want to tell me about an asham. I'm not 100% sure what this means. Sheshina Shemo, he changed its name. Shina es Makomo, he changed its Makom. V'lo Shina es Maisav. But you didn't change what you're doing. In other words, you shechted it in the wrong place. You called it a shlamim, but at the end of the day, you did all the asham procedures. Okay. So therefore, what is that called? That's called a bachup. An asham procedure can't be over there. It has to be in the north. You did it in the south. That's called a bachup. You know what? Of course that's me'ila. Tomar ba'ola, but by an ola sa'ov, what'd you do? By an ola sa'ov. Shashin eshimo, you changed its name, the wrong name. You called it a chatas. Ves ma'iseha. You changed its ma'isim also. Veshin eshimakomo. And you changed its place. So you know what you have? You have a chatas. So he's driving at. Just he's driving at. Right? He's created a chatas. He doesn't say it yet, but he's hinting to that. So therefore, don't tell me about a chatas, about an asham, where you did in the wrong place, in the wrong name, but you still did the ma'isim of a chatas. Okay? That I got. This part I didn't get. Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Rava says, why did it, now Rabbi Eliezer stopped. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer keep on going? V'neima lay, say the following. Asham sheshachto b'darom, if an asham shechted in the darom, l'shem shlamim, as in calling it a shlamim, b'shinui b'ilim, and you also have the wrong guy. Now I don't know why, I don't know, and sheshin eshimo, you changed its name, it's not asham, you called it something else, v'shin eshimakomo, you changed its makom, v'shinu yes ma'isav, and you change what you're doing. Now, I don't know why having the wrong baal means you change what you're doing. I don't know why. What?
He says changing owner is considered like changing ma'isav.
But I don't know why. Why is that? I don't know. That's so the footnote here is a grid. I don't understand it.
Because
it has to change the ma'isav. In other words, what he's saying is, even though you're in the Darom, you still did all the ma'isim of an Asham, as opposed to by us, when you do the Ola Sa'ov downstairs, you're doing the ma'isim of a Chatos. So ask that question. So why didn't he ask that? So Rav says, let him keep on going. And you say you did the ma'isim of an Asham, of a Shlamim. Then what? Then what would happen? What would happen if you did that? That's what Rav is really driving at. So you did it, you took an Asham, you went to the Darom, you called it a Shlamim, you called it a Shlamim, you shechted it like a shlamim, and he did all the ma'isim of a shlamim. Would it turn into a shlamim? He didn't ask that question. Right, so he doesn't say the ma'isim of a shlamim. What does he say? Shinui ba'ilim. I don't know why that equals changing the ma'isim, but it does. It just, like you said, it just does. So, why didn't Rabbi Elazar ask that question? Why didn't he keep on going? And say, Rabbi Shua, I don't understand. What would happen, what would you say if you took a shlamim, or took an asham, went to the Durham, shechted it l'shem shlamim, you called it a shlamim, and you did all the procedures of a shlamim. What would you say to that? What's that called? I would call that a bachup. Wouldn't you agree with me it's a bachup? And therefore what? And therefore, how could you tell me that an olas of shechted down below is a chatos? How could you say that? But he didn't ask that question. He didn't go there. Midlo ka'amar lei, hachi. Since he didn't ask that question, shmamina, it's a raya, that Nachis Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei Rabbi Yeshua, that the light bulb finally went on in Rabbi Eliezer's mind, and he chap what Rabbi Yeshua was talking about, and he said the Amar Rav Adabar Ava said Omer Hoy Rabbi Yeshua Ola Sa'of. Here we go in Ola Sa'of Sha'aso Lamata, that's done below Kimais Chatos, like a Chatos L'shem Chatos, everything's done Kivan Shemalak Basiman Echad Nimsheches, it turns into V'nathe chata sa'of. It becomes a chata sa'of. You called it all sa'of. That's all you did about all sa'of was you called it all sa'of. But at the end of the day, what did you do? You made it into a chatas. You did it down below. With the chatas procedures, everything's a chatas. So you know what? It turned into a chatas. And therefore, there's no me'ila. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Rabbi Eliezer holds, no such thing. No such thing. Right? That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Therefore, you can't compare no other carbon that can be possible. No other carbon that can't be possible in any other kind of carbon. Why? Why not? Maybe, if you took an animal that's supposed to be an ashram, you went to the Durham, where you're not supposed to shecht an ashram, and you called it a shlamim, and you shechted it like a shlamim, and everything, would it turn into a shlamim? Maybe. Right? Maybe.
So what avera is this for then?
What?
Counts as a chattas, can they get one avera? Nothing. Just, how do you have a chattas
without an avera? It's a good question.
Why didn't you compare the chattas in the ashram?
What do you mean?
It's more similar.
Why didn't he compare?
Ashram and shlamim, my whole problem is you're talking about two different types of kavanas. Ashram and chatas is more similar.
Right, so what's your question?
What's an apple and an orange?
Right, so the L'shem Zevach asks your question.
That's more of a problem.
He asks your question, and he answers, Tzarechiyah. Didn't have an answer. It's a good question. Why did he mention chatas? Much more similar, right? Tzarechiyah.
I think that's why he has the difference in the bottle. I think that's why he throws it in there.
Right, so I'm not sure why he threw that in. Now, how does that change the Maisim? Right. All you have is the wrong guy. You have Shimon instead of Reuven. How does that change the Maisim? But somehow it does. It's a grid. Somehow it does. I don't know how it does, but somehow it does.
Right, if you go from a chatas to an ola, it's not Shimon changing Maisim. If you go from Reuven to Shimon, it changes the Maisim.
I don't know why that is. Right. So what do we say? What do we say? If you have an olas ha'of done downstairs like a chatas ha'of, it turns into a chatas ha'of. That's all. Now, would Rabbi Yeshua say the same thing, the opposite case? If you have a chatas ha'of that you did upstairs like an olas ha'of, so it turns into an olas ha'of. Would he say the same thing? Ihachi, chatas ha'of nami. Say the same thing by a chatas ha'of. She'asa l'mayla. You did it on top, upstairs. Kemaisa ola. By kemaisa ola. Michimalak ba simon echad. Once you do one simon, now timashech v'tehevi olas ha'of. It should turn into an olas ha'of when you do the second simon. So that's what he means to say.
Right.
It should turn into. He didn't say that. It should turn into an olas ha'of. Well, if it works that way, why doesn't it work this way? V'chi tema hachanami in a chanami. It does. It's good.
Wait, but if you do one simon, why should it turn?
No, you have to throw in that he did the second. He's going to do the second simon now. Because you have to do both simonim by an olas ha'of. You have to read that into the words, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. You have to read that into the words. That's what he means. It means you're going to do one, you're going to do the second one.
That's the maisa.
What?
That's the maisa.
Right, it's the maisa. Now, and it's also in the location of an ola. And is it maisa of an olas ha'of? So could it transform into an olas ha'of? Hachanami? Maybe, yeah. Why not? What's only one way, but not the other way? I've Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Bina, Kachi Hatzah Shal Mishnah. But the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah only said that if you do an olas ha'of downstairs, it turns into a chatas. And Rabbi Noah said that you can't. This Mishnah is very, 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 very hard Mishnah. It's very, very exact, this Mishnah. Don't read in other things into this Mishnah. Don't do that. Kachi atzah shal Mishnah. This is the final version of the Mishnah. This is the final version. That's it. Nothing else to say about this Mishnah.
What's the answer better?
Yeah.
What's the downside to it?
What?
What's the downside?
What do you mean? No, the question is it Mi'ila?
What's the death? There's no
meal.
You haven't done
it. So if a guy says, I want to bring an ola.
No.
I want to bring an ola off. Here's a bird, it's an ola off. And the Kohen thinks he said chatas.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I'm going to bring this chatas off. I have kavana for a chatas off. And he ends up doing an ola off. Is it good? Does the guy have to bring another bird? That's the case. So the Kohen botched up.
No, that's not the case. The case he said is he's bringing the chatas.
Yeah.
And the Kohen heard oil.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So did he get...
What's the downside?
Does he have to bring another one?
Did he have to bring another one to the other direction?
No, that's why I said my case is the Nafkamina. If he said, I want to bring an Ola. If he said, I want to bring an Ola. Here, I'm donating an Ola. And the Kohen said, you're donating the Chatas? Excellent.
Yeah.
And he brings it as an Ola.
No,
so does he have to bring another one?
No,
that's the case.
Again, the original premise of the Gemara.
Yeah.
The Mishnah. Is a guy brings an Ola, makes it as a Chatas.
Right, that's good.
Okay, it's good, but you still have to do it again anyway.
What? Correct. Right, so that's what Marcel asked. What is it good for? You didn't do it in a favor.
It's good because, once again, it's good because you don't have to take it off.
Right.
That's why it's good.
Also, you can eat it.
And you can eat it.
Right.
But you don't gain it.
I hear you. I hear your question. So you have to get...
Again.
So it's just... It's a carbon. So,
what do you do? What does the carbon accomplish?
Well, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to throw the whole carbon out.
Right. So the question is, what does it accomplish? I don't know. So maybe it's a theoretical question.
The other way around is no problem.
It's a theoretical question.
No, there's no problem with it.
I hear what you're asking.
You make it all, it's no problem.
I hear what you're asking. So it's... So. So Gemara says, first of all, Rabbi Noah said, I hear your question, I don't have an answer to that question, it's a good question. So Rabbi Noah said, well, we learned this Mishnah, don't read more things into this Mishnah. Whatever it says, whatever it doesn't say. So therefore, the reverse case will not work. Why? Because it does not in the Mishnah, that reverse case. So, my lav kachi atzav asulo, what does that mean?
We take that positive, hang it up.
Right. What does that mean, that this text, don't change the Mishnah? What does that mean? Doesn't it mean lo kach hatzav shel kula Mishnah? Doesn't it mean the whole Mishnah? Don't change anything in this Mishnah. Don't change anything. Right? So therefore, my lav kach hatzav asulo, lo kach hatzav shel kula Mishnah. In other words, the whole Mishnah don't change, but one part you could change. So therefore, it could be that Rabbi Shua would allow it in the reverse case. Why not? It's not in the Mishnah. So what? We always do that. We always make the Yukim in Mishnah. So what? Rav Ashi Amar Bishloma. Listen to this. Bishloma Olasaov Shasalamata Kemaisa Chatos L'shem Chatos. So I understand if you take an Ola and you treat it like a Chatos, it turns into a Chatos. Since it becomes kosher with one simin, v'ha'hechshera b'shnei simanim, right? And a olas ha'ov requires two simanim. V'olas ha'ov lamata lesa. There's no such thing as an olas ha'ov lamata. No such thing, right? No such thing. Therefore, kivan demalak b'siman echad. Once you did one simin, nimsheches, it turns into v'nas dechatas ha'ov, right? He just repeated what we said. Ella, but. Chatas ha'of. Chatas ha'of. Kivin to Amar Mar. Malika b'chol makom k'shera. You can do Malika anywhere for a chatas ha'of. So if you're upstairs, it's supposed to be a chatas ha'of. And you're going to do an olas ha'of procedure now. But a chatas ha'of you can do anywhere. The Malika you can do anywhere. So you're going to do Malika on this bird. It's supposed to be a chatas. You're in the wrong place. You're in the upstairs. And you're going to do Malika. So, Mechi Malak Pasimen Echad Ifsala. Once you do one simen, you've passeled it. Why have you passeled it? Because you did a Chatas Ha'of in the wrong place. Right? Is that why?
It makes sense.
It only becomes an Ola once you do the second simen. So what are you doing? You have a chatas ha'ov here. You're dreaming it's an ola. Right? Once you do the first simen, what have you done? Stop right there. Freeze it. What have you done? You've done a chatas ha'ov. Shelo l'shma. So it's a puzzle. How are you now kashering it and making it into an ola? How are you doing that? The answer is you can't do that. So Rashi, it doesn't work the other way around. The other way, ola sa'ov, like a chatas, that works. You did one simen, you stopped. The other way, you do a chatas ha'of on top as an ola. Once you have a chatas ha'of like an ola, and you do one simen like a chatas, you've passeled it.
You have to get to the second simen.
No, because it's a chatas.
Right.
You're dreaming it's an ola.
Right.
Once you shecht a chatas like an ola, you've passeled it. Shalom l'shma. It's the wrong carbon.
Right, but you do malika.
Now you're going to keep on going and turn it into an ola? You can't do that. It's already puzzled.
How do you an ola? You one, two.
But it's supposed to be an ola. You'd think it's an ola. Here it's a chatas.
How do you do an ola?
You check two sabanim.
At the same time, or one, two?
One, you can't do it at the same time.
Correct. One.
But that's okay. If I bring you a bird, and I say, here, do me a favor, please check this chatas for me.
Okay.
Chatas? Yes, chatas. You say it again. Chatas? Yes, chatas.
Okay,
now, you can do Malika whatever you want. Malika, you can do whatever you want. So you go to the top of the Mizbeach, and you're dreaming about bringing this ola for me. You shecht one simen, do malik on one simen. What have you done now? You've made a puzzle chatas.
Yeah,
it's a chatas, a shemol, it's a puzzle. In another nanosecond, I'm going to do the other simen, and I'm going to turn it into an ola. It's too late. It's too late. It's already puzzle. Therefore, says Ravashi, it doesn't work that way. It can't work the reverse way. It can only work, an ola can turn into a chatas. A chatas cannot turn into an ola. You got that?
Not really.
No?
No.
Makes sense. No?
Do once, what can you possibly do?
You chatas l'shem ola? Yeah.
So what, right.
What if I have an animal? Chatas l'shem ola, is it good or no good?
No.
Why should a bird be different? That's all. Why should a bird be different? Chatas l'shem ola, it's no good. You hear that question? You hear that? Ravashi saying? What? So, not really a question. He continues. Ki ma hadar malik b'idich simen. Now you go ahead and shecht the malika on the second simen. I understand. It's a tiny bird and it's a nanosecond later. It's still not at the same time. How could that turn into an olas ha'of? How could that happen? The answer is, it can't happen. Okay? It can't.
Cannot.
It can't happen.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Why not?
Because as you're doing the first, then you go to the second automatically.
I know, but the point is,
you move them together so that they're next to each other when you slice. It's still never done exactly, and even if it's done a quarter of a second apart.
Exactly, that's exactly the point. If you freeze what the Kohen did when he did the first simon, what has he done? He's done a chatas, l'shem, something else. That's right. No good. You can't now kosher that by doing the second simon. Even if it's a nanosecond later, it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference if it's nanosecond or 5 seconds. What's the difference? It's puzzle. A nanosecond, right? What's that?
No, nanosecond.
A billionth of a second? What is that?
The thumb is against both simonim at the same time.
Nanosecond is yes.
No, I'm saying in chulin it says you have to move it around so that the both simonim are next to each other when you slice.
Okay. That was the easy part of today's daf.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Now, here we go. Gufa. We said before that Amar Avada Barava, Omer Havi Yoyi Rav Yeshua used to say, Rav Yeshua said, that Olas Ha'of, remember this, Olas Ha'of, She'atza Lamata, that was done below, Kemaisa Chatos, like a Chatos, L'shem Chatos, everything's Chatos. Kivan She'shat Malak Bat Simen Echad, once you do one Simen like you're supposed to, for a Chatos, Nimshechez V'nazes Chatos Ha'of, it turns into a Chatos Ha'of. Okay? The Gemara is going to ask now a series of questions, all questioning that Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold that a chatos, that an olas ha'of, done like a chatos, is not good. Doesn't turn into a chatos. Okay? And all the questions are from Masechtas Kinim. Okay? Now, when someone has a baby, when a woman has a baby, she has to bring two birds. One is a chatos, and one is an ola. One goes above the red line, one goes below the red line. What?
The question is if you mix them up.
Question is mix them up. Then we're going to have two women, and it got all mixed up. And then we're going to have two women that not only had two babies, but they also donated a pair of bird olas. So when they give two birds to the Kohen, he thinks that this woman had two babies. So he does two above and two below. And in all these cases, the Kohen botches up every single time. And never are we going to say, well, the ola turned into a chata, so that one's good. We're never going to say that. We're never going to say that. Kashan Yerushua. Yerushua said that an ola turns into a chata. We're never going to say that. Okay? And we're going to give, the answer we'll go, I'll ultimately give tomorrow is that according to Yerushua, it only turns into a chata for purposes of me'ila. That you're not over me'ila. Not for the baby. Not for this woman. Doesn't turn into an old chatas for that.
You have to do it again.
Right. But purpose of me'ila, that for that it turns into a chatas. But not for anything else. That's what the Gemara is going to answer tomorrow. That's the last answer before the Mishnah tomorrow. Okay?
Before we continue, what's the halacha term for bacha? You keep saying the word bacha.
What's the halacha term for bacha? Pasal.
Oh,
yeah, pasal. Okay? Here we go. Toshma. Chatas lazu v'ola lazu. Okay? Rachel walks in and says, I have a chatas bird. Leah walks in and says, I have an ola bird. Now, why do they have single birds? I don't know how that happened, but it happened. Ola lazu v'chatas lazu. Asa shtei in lamayla. So what did Cohen do? He put both of them above the red line. Right? Mechza kasha, mechza pasel. One's good and one's no good. Right?
Which one?
One. Doesn't matter which one. Shtei in lamata. He did both below, so mechza kasher, mechza pasel. Right? One's good. One's a chatas, one's good. Achas lamayla v'achas lamata. One above and one below. Shtei and psulos. They're both no good. Why? As Mr. Freud said, which one? We don't know which one we want above. right? Psulos, both possible. Why? Shani Omer, because you have to say, worst case scenario, Chatas Kova Lamaila, Va'ola Kova Lamata. The Chatas went above and the Ola went below. We don't know. Notice how we didn't say, well, let the Ola turn into a Chatas. We don't say that. Right? Now, Nihi Nami, the Ola Kova Lamata, if the Ola is brought below, Timashech, if it have a Chatas Oof, at least, let it be a Chatas Oof. So at least one should be good. One should be good. Why? Let it turn into a Chatas at least. Why don't we say that? You hear that, Kasha? So the Gemara answers, Imar de Amar B'Yeshua B'chad Gavra. When did B'Yeshua say an Ola could turn into a Chatas? With one person. Betray Gavri mi Amar. Did he say it with two people? Rachel and Leah? There are two people here. Is Rachel and Leah here? And now they brought one brought a Chatas, one brought, we're going to say it transfers? No, that we don't say. That far we don't say.
Yeah, because here it's, even if it turns a chatos, not less in violin.
Exactly. Maybe that's the reason. So therefore, that's not a kasha to Yeshua.
That's every case.
But
he
says here there's two women that's supposed to bring four birds.
No, two women, two birds. We're going to get to that case.
They're supposed to bring four.
No, they're not.
Why?
Because they already brought them somehow. I don't know. Just simple. We're going to get to the four. We're going to get to seven birds in a minute. Calm down. You're reading ahead. You're reading the next case. Toshma. Next case. Chatos v'ola v'stuma umifureshas. A woman walks in, one woman, and says, I have a chatos bird, an ola bird, another two birds that are stuma, stam. You can do whatever you want. In other words, when a woman had a baby, she brought two birds to the kohen.
Right.
She didn't even bring two birds. The best procedure was she just put money in the pushka for two birds. Then the kohen would whatever bird he wanted to be the ola would be the ola. Whatever he wanted to be the chatos would be the chatos. That's the best case scenario. There's no mistaking. Here she walked in with six birds. She says, okay, this is one's an ola, one's a chatos. Then I have four more birds. This pair is stam. You do whatever you want. This pair is beforeish. That's the ola, that's the chatos. It's written on an ola, and it's written on a chatos. Okay? Six birds here. What did he do? Asim kulun lamaila. He put all six on top. How many are good?
Two that he didn't designate.
The answer is half. Three. Yeah. One's an ola, three olas. Right? There are three olas here. Kulun lamaila, mechzakashu, mechzapuzzle. Kulun lamata, what's the ola below? Again, mechzakashu, mechzapuzzle. Okay? That's easy. Right? It's easy. Three of them are chatuses.
Right.
Chetzin lamaila v'chetzin lamata. What if you put half above and half below? How many are good now?
How do you cut the third bird?
What?
Well, you cut the third bird.
The answer is, eno kshira elastuma. Two of the six are good. Which two?
Yeah.
The two that the woman said, I don't care what you do with these two. Do whatever you want. Uh-huh. So you put one above and one below. Whichever one he wants. Now why don't we say maybe that two of those were the ones where they were both above.
Right.
Maybe so that didn't happen. Right? Okay? Two of the six.
Wait, is this only one woman?
One woman.
So why don't you say I'm not
a Bachatos? The Gemara's going to answer that question. The Gemara's going to answer that question. Right? Two are good. Right? Umish chalekes b'nehen. And you have to take more birds and then say if the ola was good and this is an ola, if the chatas, we have to make all the vilum for Russian law. But the one you designated, that we're not going to say is good. Why not?
Because we designated it.
Once the ola, once the chatas, and we don't know where they went. Damai, why Marcel? Why? Nihi nami the ola kreva lamata simashek v'tevi chatas oof. Why doesn't the ola turn into a chatas? You want to tell me that this mission doesn't go according to Rabbi Yeshua? You want to tell me that? You want to tell me that? Umi matzis amar tahachi? Is that possible to say? We're going to have a very long thing now with seven cases, each one harder than the next, and at the end, Rabbi Yeshua is going to pipe up and say, do it like this, which means Rabbi Yeshua is here. So don't tell me this is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? So the answer is going to be, Because the only time Rabbi Yeshua said that a chat and an ola turns into a chatos is that there's no me'ilah. For a woman getting her karbanos, we don't say that. That's going to be the answer. Okay? Till we get to the answer, you know what, we'll stop here. Because we're not going to get any further. There are going to be seven cases now, six or seven cases, each one building on the other one. And all of them are going to be about crazy cases with the birds. And just to prove that Yeshua is not, has to be in this, the author, why did he say that? And that was the answer. Because he only said it by Me'ilah, not by anything else. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow by Tashma.
Right.